You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My girlfriend broke up with me and I just can't get over it. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Welcome to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with the founder of Mission USA, a man who's been doing prison ministry for more than 30 years, Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's not you, it's me.
That we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
It's probably both of us, given that it's this show. Also joined by the man who puts all the music together, Jed Brewer.
If it's anyone, it's me.
If you're a new listener to The Bridge Loud tonight, we may have a few. There's going to be a lot of Costanza references.
Yeah.
I want to get your Costanzapedia open and ready to go.
Brace yourself.
We are also going to answer a question that came in tonight, as we do every week, and you're welcome to write your questions to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my girlfriend broke up with me, and I just can't get over it. What do I do? Now, Glenn, I'm led to believe that you've maybe have been in a few relationships that didn't entirely work out.
Right.
Can we speak to the emotional reality here?
Yeah. I wasn't planning on you just outing me on that, but yes.
It was going to happen. We only have so much time.
That's right. Yeah. No, I've been through probably more than my fair share of breakups. Some of them I triggered and initiated unintentionally through my acts of wrongness. But one way or another, they really suck. I mean, the thing about breakups is as often as it is one person's fault or another, it's often circumstances change and the relationship changes with it. And I think we find ourselves in that position where moving on just feels so almost impossible because it's a reality we can't shift our brains into accepting. But hopefully in this episode we can help you figure out how to find that acceptance and figure out what happens next.
Hey, it's a really great place to start. And Jed, let me get you to pick us up there, because I think one of the things that often happens, particularly if we are the one who's been broken up with, is there's just a lot of feelings left over.
Yeah.
We had strong feelings for this person, which makes sense because we were dating them. And then we're not dating them anymore. There's still a lot of feelings, and it can be a little hard to parse out what's going on with that.
No doubt. You know, Glenn said it. It's true. Breakups suck. And we, all of us on the show have been there. We're sorry, dude. Yeah, we're sorry for how you're feeling. You know, we can tell you that you'll find love again. You will. But, Matt, as you point out, that doesn't make the feelings just go away. It's, you know, we just stop feeling the way you feel. It doesn't work that way. You feel, I bet, right now, like your whole life is falling apart and like your whole life is over. And that's a really overwhelming, really crappy place to be. And again, we're sorry for it. We've all been there. We know how that feels. We also know that's not the end of the road, but it doesn't change the fact that you feel that way today. The question that we want you to ask and that we're going to explore here a little bit is, do your feelings have a point? In other words, are they telling you the truth about your life? Are they telling you the truth about your situation? And if they're not, what do you do with the fact that they're not accurate, but you still have them? You still got all these feels, right or wrong. And that's something we can get into and we can look at.
Got All These Feels is one of the great country records of the 90s. It really flew under the radar, but it's a fantastic point. We'll be back to look at that right here on The Bridge Loud.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can and talk face to face. Where you hold me and console me when the old passed away. No more crying or pain. And you show me how you know me. That is how I know you. Without it through and through.
My name is Matt King. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald, the founder of Mission USA.
A George divided by itself cannot stand.
We're going to get deep. We're going to get at like season 9 when it got really weird. Also joining us, Jed Brewer, the director of Mission USA Productions.
You're killing independent George.
That's right.
And then she said, I'm married to the sea. That's the worst excuse I ever heard. We're talking about this not only because it's funny and we enjoy Seinfeld, and we don't think you can sue us for quoting one line at a time on the radio.
We hope.
But we're also doing it because we had a question coming to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my girlfriend broke up with me, and I just can't get over it. What do I do? Now, Glenn, we closed that last segment off with Jed posing the very good question of, inherent in a breakup is you're going to have a lot of feelings. Mm-hmm. You're going to have feelings about the relationship, about the breakup, just general free-floating feelings, easy right. for me to say. But when do we get into those? What those feelings say about us, what they say about the relationship, and maybe more importantly, what they don't say about those things?
Well, that's right. I mean, there's something about feelings that sort of, it's important to work through them, but at the same time, it's really a bad idea to use them to navigate the situations we're trying to go through. I think yeah. a lot of people I see struggling with breakups or really any kind of change in their life, they're kind of trying to feel their way through it. And with each element of that, they're sort of asking themselves, how do I feel? But the funny thing is, our feelings have a way of kind of lying to us. Our feelings have a way of fogging everything up and kind of obscuring and keeping us from seeing the truth of our situation. And I think the most important thing is to recognize the truth is what's going to set us free and what's going to give us that chance to move to the next level.
The truth will set you free. That's good. Did you come up with that?
Yeah, that's I just thought of it.
That's sharp.
Yeah. We should copyright that immediately. And Jed, it's a great point that Glenn makes about kind of letting our feelings drive the boat on that. Because when we get into that, one of the things that happens there is we kind of chase our tail on just trying to deal with this feeling. I'm yeah. sad. I want to do the thing that will get me to not sad as quick as possible. I'm not sure if that's really the best way we want to make decisions in this moment.
It's definitely not. You know, people, we get a lot of bad advice when we're in these moments. Some people tell us, you know, totally listen to your feelings. And other people say, don't listen to your feelings at all. Well, this is the thing. Some of your feelings may actually be kind of accurate. If your feelings tell you this is a sad thing that has happened, your feelings are right.
Right.
That's totally true. If your feelings are telling you this was your one shot at true love and it's gone and it's never coming back, that's not accurate at all.
Right.
So, as Glenn pointed out, we need to not let our feelings direct us on this. You know, one of the things that's it's a tough thing, but it's a big part of growing in life is getting to a place where we can have a feeling and we can admit that we have that feeling, but it's not making our decisions for us. It's not telling us what to do or how to do that thing. So I think the thing that we want to look at is, independent of our feelings, just in the cold light of day, do we know what kind of decisions we should be making here? Do we know what kind of direction we want to head here? Because if we've got that, then we can move forward and we can grow regardless of how we feel or don't feel on any given day.
It's a great point. Take some time to grieve and be sad. Good decision. Research cabins in the woods, set away from society, maybe too much.
Yeah.
And we'll come back with more helpful tips like that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Sky looked down
comment.
The Bridge Loud.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
This segment brought to you by Vandalay Industries, makers of fine latex products.
I'm not going to touch that joke at all. Also joining us, the director of Mission USA Productions, Jed Brewer.
And you want to be my latex salesman.
Nah, you're way off. I don't think Larry David listens to any of the stations we're on, but we're going to find out if he does.
Yeah.
Lawyers are a-coming. But we're also answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. You could have guessed this in the first two segments because the jokes were about breakups. Now we've just gone to random Seinfeld quotes.
Yeah.
It gets a little more, the layers get deeper as we go into the deeper segments.
That's
kind of like levels getting harder in a video game.
Sure.
Believe it or not, the question this week is, my girlfriend broke up with me and I just can't get over it. What do I do? And Glenn, we've kind of ended that last segment with Jed giving us a good transition into the last part of this question, which is a very important one of what do I do? And what are the decisions, the steps somebody should be making in this time?
Well, I think when we're talking about dealing with breakups, it's really more almost more like a grieving process than anything else. If you're familiar with doing good grieving, it's a very similar thing. And I think part of the problem, you know, we work with guys coming out of addiction and making changes and getting over a really rough past that they've dealt with in their lives and helping them find a new spiritual, healthy life. But one of the things we talk about with those guys is this idea of clinging to the wreckage. And part of what happens with that is a sense of, if I move on, it means like all this stuff behind me was all meaningless. Mm. And like it doesn't, it's like negates it somehow, and it wasn't important, and it wasn't meaningful. And I think for us, it's about recognizing that some of those experiences were amazing from A to B. They weren't great from B to C. And that if I move on, it means these things have always will be a good and positive impact and will strengthen me in certain ways. And I don't have to see that negatively as I move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great point. And Jed, I'd love to get you to give us a little more depth on that in the sense of moving on is an important point.
Yeah.
It's also one that can get a little muddled in this particular instance because people automatically assume that means move on to a relationship.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily what moving on means or what it should mean in this moment.
Absolutely. Certainly, part of moving on can be your next dating relationship, but that's not the only option. And sometimes it's not the best next option. We want to be clear about that. Moving on can include working on you. That could be working on your education. That could be working on your career or job stuff. That could be working on your hobbies. Anything that helps you grow as a person is part of you moving on. And here's one of the really cool things about that is at the end of the day, you want, and rightly so, to have a satisfying long-term relationship where you and your partner love each other and support each other and you grow old together. Well, in order to have that, you both need to be mature people. That's kind of how that works. You investing in you is how you grow and become a mature person. So if you focus on moving on with stuff that isn't the next dating relationship, that's actually investing ultimately in the long-term true love that you're looking for. That's what we want for you. We believe that's what God wants for you, and we've got your back.
It's a great point. Post-breakup is a great time to throw yourself into hobbies. Maybe dust off that Seinfeld DVD collection. It worked for us, is all I'm saying. We'll be back with a little bit more on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Rejoice, rejoice,
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I am joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Clever comment about breakups.
That we wrote that down, but it's in brackets. You're supposed to come up with one.
Never mind.
We're still working it out. And joined by the director of Mission USA Productions, Jed Brewer.
Witty reference to previous comment from Glenn.
Well, I got to stop recycling these scripts. I mean, it saves time in the short run, but I feel it's hurting the product.
That's right.
We are continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my girlfriend broke up with me, and I just can't get over it. What do I do? Now, if you're a first-time listener to The Bridge Loud this week, we have something special for you. We have it every week, but that makes it no less special, because we've got a little secret sauce for you.
The secret sauce!
I'm glad we want to give you kind of a chance to speak from your years of experience. As we mentioned, you founded the ministry we all work for, and that's a 25-plus year career of working with folks coming out of jail, coming out of gangs, coming out of addiction. And these are people who have a lot of problems, a lot to work on, but relationships is up there. That obviously those things hurt relationships. So you spend a lot of time counseling folks about this. And what do you tell them?
Well, I think for me, there was a really, really bad breakup that I went through, somebody I was really close to and thought I'd spend the rest of my life with, actually, when I was much younger. And the thing about the aftermath of that breakup is I kind of realized that it was like I had this big circus tent and there was a pole holding it up, and it was as if somebody yanked that pole down and everything kind of came crashing down. And I realized not only I was tempted at first, I think, to think that this person was the wrong person to be the tent pole.
I got to find a better one.
I got to find a better tent pole with another person. But I started realizing, no, I think it's that people are human and that they will let us down, so we don't let them be the tent pole. That we have to go to a higher power. We have to go to God to be that thing that holds our life up. And then we have a stability that allows us to have healthy relationships with all these other people. So I think part of dealing with breakups is looking back and looking at some of that pain and recognizing maybe we had unfair expectations of those people that we were in relationships with.
Very true. And Jed, you spent a lot of years working with not only the kind of folks that we work with, but also young folks going through the same things. So what do you add to that?
You know, God wants to be the person at the center of your life. And the reason that he wants that is because he's the one person that won't let you down. He's right. The one person that won't fall short. And here's the really cool thing is you don't have to wait till you've got stuff really sorted out and squared away and you're living a really perfect life before you can experience that. The Bible says something really cool. It says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. You wrote to us because your heart's broken. And the thing we want you to know is that God is close to you right now. He loves you. He cares about you right now in this moment. He wants to be there for you. Our experience for each of us has been that the more we allow God to be there for us, the more we found that sense of strength and stability and centering that we really needed. And that allowed us to have the kind of long-term romantic relationships we were looking for.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Hey,